Adults with intellectual disabilities often struggle to find work. In Connecticut, a group of families is tackling the need head-on by starting their own business. David DeRoche of Connecticut Public Radio reports.
It's Monday afternoon at Beans & Company in central Connecticut. The coffee is hot. The milk is steaming. Lauren Trzeski is taking orders.
We have a 12-ounce latte.
Her boss gets to work on the espresso machine. And Nick Sinicori gives a customer some change.
Change is $16.50.
Trzeski and Sinicori are learning the ropes at this new cafe. They've had jobs before, but this one's different. That's because Beans is trying to be more than just a cafe, says co-owner Kim Morrison.
As much as having jobs for this community is super important, I think another part that after the age of 21, after, you know, transitioning into out of school, is the socialization and having opportunities to get together with friends.
She wants Beans to employ people with disabilities, but also be a hangout for the community. 26-year-old employee Trzeski says a job like this is rare.
We're trying to make this like a hangout kind of place where you can watch TV or you can come here with your friends or your family, you know, and make it a good time.
Young adults with intellectual disabilities face a daunting challenge after their 21st birthday. That's because federally mandated services in many cases simply stop. So in addition to losing out on programs, they also lose chances to hang with friends. There are various transition programs that can help with job placement and other life skills, but entering the workforce is tough.
There's no shortage of jobs. There's a shortage of employers willing to hire people with intellectual disabilities.
Steve Morris runs a nonprofit that helps with job placement and transportation.
There's just not enough awareness about the value that hiring people with disabilities can bring to a company.
That lack of awareness is why so many adults with intellectual disabilities, upwards of 80% by one estimate, are underemployed or not working. Beans co-founders know all about it. They each have daughters with Down syndrome. They know the job market's tough and unforgiving. So Kim Morrison and Noel Alex started Beans. They understand that most families can't afford to open a business so their kids could get a job. But their hope is that if they hire young adults with disabilities, other businesses would do the same.
Just hire one adult with a disability, that is a win for our community. So that is another goal of ours, is to have that happen.
And I think every employer that does have an inclusive workforce will say their company culture is the better for it.
Beans has partnered with a Connecticut nonprofit called the Be Thoughtful Movement, which paid for some adaptive equipment and designs to make it easier for everyone. And everyone's still learning and laughing about their mistakes.
You know what we say? I'm doing better than Noel. So.
No! Noel, don't say that.
Well, that may be true. That's probably true, Lauren.
Don't say that.
I won't take it personally.
No.
Beans & Company joins a growing number of companies that are trying to do more than just offer a service. They want change. For NPR News, I'm David DeRoche in Hartford.